Recently, I did a post on Instagram, and it got a ton of engagement. I said, you know what? I got to turn this thing into an episode. I'm going to give you two big steps on how you can build your confidence. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's do this, Matt. All right, so the post that I put up on Instagram, by the way, follow me on Instagram if you aren't already. At Mario Armstrong is my Instagram handle. I do a ton of mentoring, lots of great inspiration that you can get. Plus, I love getting your DMs after you listen to an episode. And I love seeing your Insta stories. Keep doing the stories about the podcast. Take pictures of you listening to the podcast and taking notes. Put that in there and I'll see it, and then I'll respond too. I did a recent post on how to build your confidence in 5 steps. That's too long for a podcast, so I pulled out my best 2. You can go back to my Instagram page if you want to see all 5 steps. But the very first one is probably the most important thing to start to remind you of just how great you really are. And it's a very simple exercise. What I want you to do is grab a sheet of paper, and I want you to do it on a sheet of paper. It's very important that you actually write this because of the subconscious signals that you're sending to your brain and to yourself, and the comprehension that you get beyond typing it. Actually writing it down is going to give you better comprehension and better understanding. What the exercise is very simple. You're going to take a sheet of paper. You're going to put a line right down the middle, creating 2 columns. On the left side, you're going to write down strengths. On the right side, you're going to write achievements. Under that, you are going to write every single strength that you have and every single thing that you've achieved. And here's the kicker. It doesn't matter how small it is. I don't care how small it is. You have to write this down. And oh, by the way, if you're dealing with low confidence or low self-esteem or not feeling like you're on your A game right now, don't do this by yourself. You have to have somebody with you that's going to be more objective than you are, because you're not going to write down all the things that you think you're great at because you're not in the right mindset. So find a friend, spouse, partner, relative, peer, someone that can add to your strengths, someone that can add to your achievements, somebody that can remind you of the things that you have accomplished. This is so big because we live in such a reactionary world. Everything we do is reactionary for the most part, except for those few that really understand the power of being in front, the power of planning, the power of trying to develop a process, formula, and systems that enables you to have as much control as you possibly can have. You can't control everything. And you certainly can't control outcomes, but you can control your process and how you approach things. And when we always are in reactionary mode, we don't take the time to reflect. This is why I always tell people you should be reflecting at least once a week on your 3 wins. We do it in the Armstrong household every Sunday. We go around the table. What are your 3 wins? It's so important to remind yourself of the things that you have accomplished. We beat ourselves up too much because that's what we're conditioned to do. And then we play safe within our brain because our brain wants us to be safe. It doesn't want us to try and venture out into uncomfortable spaces. And in order to grow and build confidence, the only way to do that is to go into uncomfortable spaces. There's no other answer. You can't practice resilience if you don't try, get knocked down, and then get back up. You can't practice pushing your comfort zones to new levels if you don't try to do something that feels nervous. So start small. That's tip number 2. Start with something small. If you are afraid to do public speaking, then join a Toastmasters class near you. Find the Toastmasters organization online. Look for a chapter near you. Go sign up. They're experts in helping you with this. Second thing you could do is do a group project. Make a reason for your next meeting for you to speak. And maybe have 3 of you all come together on what you're going to say so you don't feel like you're doing it all by yourself. The point is, take very small steps into things that are uncomfortable. And remember, you never fail, you always learn. All right, go back to my Instagram page, go check out the post, comment, or send me a DM or an Instagram story if this has helped you a little bit more with helping you build up and really strengthen your self-confidence. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.